out there in Radioland. How are you? You've got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Jasper, and it's really good to be with you. I have not been here on mic broadcasting at the station for quite some time. It's been many months, and I've missed doing this. I usually host a show, or at least I did in the before four times. I hosted a show called Listening Party every Thursday, and it's been a while since I've done it. So this is kind of a little special impromptu episode of the show. It's not really, this show is not really about music today. It's about someone, one of my friends. I'm actually here in studio with one of my colleagues, co-workers, and friends, Jamie Lowe. Jamie is a wonderful member of our staff, and I'm here in studio hanging out with Jamie just to show her how we do things at studio, how we broadcast. My role here at the station, in addition to hosting music, is I'm the programming director here, so I, you know, do a lot of radio stuff. And I'm going to be taking some time off, and Jamie is going to be covering for me while I'm away. So this is kind of part of the process that I'm doing with Jamie. I'm just hanging out, showing her how to do radio. So Jamie, welcome to Studio A.
Thank you, Jasper. Thanks for the lovely introduction. And it's really fun just hanging out, seeing you in action.
Cool.
And for all the listeners out there, you're witnessing and hearing this live demo, and yeah, just really excited to be here.
Yeah, this is your first time broadcasting live here at CITR, yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
It's cool. It's weird being on mic, and I totally just kind of chucked you into it. Like,
yep.
For everyone listening at home, I just kind of brought Jamie into the studio. I mean, we had discussed doing this together for the last couple of days, but like 20 minutes before airtime, you pointed out that we're supposed to be on air in 20 minutes, and then I dragged you in here, and here
yep.
we are. Just
mm-hmm.
we have like some music queued up, so it's not all just chatting. But yeah, Jamie, you are the outreach coordinator here at CITR. You've been here for like
since November 2020.
Okay, that's 6 months.
I think so. Yeah.
Cool.
Or a little more than that.
Cool.
Ooh.
For everyone listening in their cars and at home, tell us a little bit about what you do as the outreach coordinator here.
So, hi everybody. I, as an outreach and engagement coordinator, I work a lot with like new volunteers that are just curious about the station and wanting to get involved. So I get a lot of emails asking for tours. Just I answer a lot of questions, and I've been so privileged to be able to meet and talk to a lot of the new volunteers coming in and getting involved during the pandemic. It's been so fun just meeting people virtually. So I do a lot of that. And then for the outreach portion, I've been talking to local organizations and trying to form relationships with them. Partnerships and seeing how we can join forces and work together. So that's pretty much the scope of my job, and it's been so fun having like two different outlets and working with organizations but also working with new volunteers from all over the city.
And you're really good at it, Jamie.
I'm okay. Yeah.
No, I think you do a great job. I think you're a really good person for people to encounter when they first reach out to CITR. Like, CITR is a large organization with a lot of moving parts, and it can be really intimidating, I think, for newcomers. I know, like, when I first arrived at CITR 2 years ago, I was like really nervous about it. I didn't really have any experience with the org, so I think it's really rad that we have someone like you who's onboarding people in a really kind way and thoughtful way. So I'm really,
thanks, Jasper. Yeah, I think it really helps, because I think I just like meeting a lot of new people, and I've also been a volunteer myself
totally.
At CITR, so I know how daunting it can be. So it's always nice to be able to kind of break it down for someone who's just kind of overwhelmed and make them feel like it's okay. Like, we're all still learning here. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Because I know that before you joined staff, you wrote for Disco and took photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, I took photos. And I wrote a couple of pieces, mostly like Discord or magazine. So I've never really been involved in the radio side of things, but. Yes, it's kind of nice to see how I've come and just now sitting in.
Now
this.
You're on air.
Yes.
Now you're on mic. Yeah. I think, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you write a piece about food?
Yes. Chinese like, protest recipes.
Chinese protest recipes. Yes, yeah. I remember that piece.
It was very lovely. And I got to actually like make the recipes with a friend.
That's really good. That's always nice when you get to eat.
Yes.
Eat food too.
Write and eat at the same time. That's always the best.
So another project that I know is coming up is the Masterclass project.
Yes. Are we going to promo it on air?
Well, you know what? I do want to talk about that because I think it's really cool. But before we do that, why don't we give the listeners a song? Because we've been talking for quite a bit. So I know that you've brought some tunes with you. So Jamie, what do you want to hear first?
I think I would love to hear Yusu's Siu. It's one of her, I think, top hits, I think, from her new album, Yellow River.
Cool.
And yeah, she has a really awesome, like speaking about cooking, she has a really awesome cooking Instagram that I follow called Yusu Cooks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And the recipes are always so lovely and I always want to try them. So enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love this long studio fade. Right on, right on. That was Daniel Romano and one of his bands. Hold on, I'm just going to turn around and look at the screen. It was a song called Nocturne Child. I had never heard it before. I just knew that it was out. Hey, before we go any further, you're back on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm here in studio with Jamie. We're hanging out, talking about music, talking about ourselves, just hanging out, you know? Mm-hmm. Before that, hey, Jamie, what did we hear before that?
We heard Sue by Yusu on her new album, Yellow River Blue.
And we learned that she has an Instagram cooking channel, which is something I've always wanted to do.
Yes. She makes the most amazing looking food. Mm. And she like blends a bunch of different flavors. So, Jasper, I feel like you should start one too. I totally follow it.
Yeah, I have... I wanted to do like a series of cooking videos, but then I had this idea to do it during the shutdown, but the thing I wanted to do would have cost a ton of money, and I don't have any money, so like it was just not.
Wait, tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, I just wanted to like I wanted to do some like nice cooking videos of recipes that I like, but I wanted to do it like nice and like multicam and like I have no reason for doing this though. I don't have a space to do it in. I don't have.
Like, you have a nice kitchen.
No, I don't have a nice kitchen. I have a super small, cramped kitchen with no ventilation. It's not nice for cooking in, and it doesn't look nice either.
That's basically cooking in Vancouver, though, in a nutshell. It's just reality. I feel like people would appreciate that. Like, I would be like, yeah, that's real.
There is an element of, what is it, veritas, you know, of reality that I think people appreciate.
And you should try it. Yeah, start with Instagram.
Maybe I will.
And then maybe YouTube channel. And then like and then a cooking show.
The issue that I have though is that like as I've gotten older, I'm becoming more or less and less comfortable with like social media and putting mm-hmm. myself on social media. And I don't know why that is. So in some respects, like this idea that I want to make like cooking videos doesn't really align with my like how I feel as a person about
that's true. It's kind of contradictory.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a bit of a conflict there. So like I'm just to be real with you, I'm probably never going to do it, but it just seems like a fun thing to do.
Well, yeah. I'll follow. You have one follower here. You have one follower here, so
thank you, Jamie.
If you ever want to.
Before the musical break, we were talking about your role here as the outreach coordinator, Jamie, and mm-hmm. we teased a conversation about the masterclass series, which is coming up. So I'd love to hear more about it directly from the source.
About the masterclass series. So yeah, I mean, at CITR, usually in the summer months, because of a lot of our programmers and events are geared towards the UBC community, we go on hiatus in the summer months because people are just, you know, traveling, not taking a lot of classes. So it's usually sleepy. So I was like thinking maybe we can do a masterclass series, which is basically just fancy workshops during the summer, just so we can engage people that are still here in Vancouver and wanting to, you know, brush up on their skills. And we do have a very talented staff team. So we have four master classes that we're offering in the coming weeks.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Do you want to hear about them?
Yeah, no, I want to hear about each of them.
Okay. I'm going to try to remember the dates. But next Thursday, we have grant writing with Anna Rose, our station manager. She writes all of our grants at CITR. And we get a lot of our funding from grants. So she is the perfect person to teach about grant writing. And in Vancouver, we... a lot of independent artists and organizations are funded by grants. So I think it's just a very practical skill.
Seriously.
To know.
Yeah.
And then that's Thursday, next Thursday, July 22nd at 5 p.m. And then following week, we have live music event planning with Dora Duver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They are amazing. I don't know if they... they might be hearing us.
They're not listening. I can see them in their office, and they're working away very, very.
We're giving them a shout out, but yeah, they're working very hard on their workshop. So yeah, you'll be able to learn how to plan just a small scale event like an EP release party or a music festival from Dora. And that's July 29th, the following Thursday, same time. And then we have media ethics with Henna.
Oh, nice.
Yes, our spoken word coordinator. And then the following week, we have Adobe Illustrator with Ricky, our art coordinator.
Oh my God, what an all-star lineup.
I know. I'm very, very like thankful that they were able to just like step up to the challenge and just so generous with their time and expertise.
I love that. I think folks, whenever I get on mic, I always try to remind folks that like CITR is here to provide people access to community media and community like training and resources. You know, like if you want to come start a show here, just come chat with us. You know, reach out to Jamie, or if you want to write for Discord, or if you want to draw for Discord, or if you want to work on events or learn how to record music, we're here for you. So
yeah. One thing you always say, Jasper, is like, we help you like design your own experience at CITR. Oh, yeah. And I love that phrase because that just captures it so well, like what we do here. So thanks for coining that phrase. I use that a lot. Like I quote Jasper a lot.
Well, thanks, Jamie. Yeah, I don't know if I can take credit for coining that phrase. I don't know where that emerged from, but I do feel that it's true, that at least that's always been my philosophy towards it. You know, like people want to come and contribute to the station and what we do here. It's like you do it for yourself, you know, and you can design that experience. So I'm glad that resonated with you.
Yes.
So I guess for more info on the masterclass series that Jamie just outlined, you can head to citr.ca. And I think there's a blog post up right now.
Yes. It should be the first thing that you see when you go on our website. It's free and open to all, not just for members. So
Sweet. Yeah,
check it out and sign up.
Yeah, sign up and see what's on offer here at CITR. Cool. Well, thanks for organizing that, Jamie.
Yeah, of course. It was really fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's do another tune. What have you got selected for us next, Jamie?
Okay, we can listen to Nabi by Peggy Gu. She's a South Korean artist that is based in Berlin right now, I think. She's really awesome, kind of a mainstay in the techno field, I believe. I'm not really sure, but she's always been someone that I really enjoy listening to in the summer months. And I think this is her new tune with Oh Hyuk, featuring Oh Hyuk. So there we go.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What's up, everybody? You are back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Jasper. I'm here with Jamie. We're doing a super laid-back, impromptu episode of my old show, Listening Party. We're just, this is Jamie's first time on air, and I'm walking her through the board. And pretty soon, we were just discussing this over the break, pretty soon, one of these days, you're going to hear Jamie on mic, on the board, rocking the faders, playing music, playing whatever you want, Jamie. I guess you're the boss of those shows. So
I'm going to play DJ sets.
You're going to play DJ sets?
I want to, but like, with vinyl, I'm looking at our turntables, and maybe that's a very ambitious wish, but it would be so cool to like actually go back old school and like use the vinyl, because I know we don't really use the turntables, do we?
Well, we do have, I mean, yeah, we have programs that use the tables, like David Love Jones of African Rhythms uses them. I know Crimes uses them all the time. Nardwar uses the decks. I'm sure I'm leaving lots of people out, but yeah, I actually just set those turntables up yesterday. So I'm so stoked to hear you're going to use them. Are you like a vinyl head, Jamie?
No, I used to be when I was younger, and like, you know, when it was kind of making a comeback and it was kind of like a hip, like alternative indie thing to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was collecting them and going to record stores and just kind of spending all day like looking through them. And I had a moment, but it'd be kind of nice to return to it and actually use them instead of just, you know, for listening at home.
I would love that. In fact, we should do that for when we're doing, when you hop on the board, let's just bring a couple records. it's just like doing anything else, you know?
Oh, no. What did I sign up myself for?
And, you know, we have a huge vinyl library here, too.
Like, right.
You know.
We do.
I don't know how much our programmers take advantage of it these days. I mean, lately no one's been in studio. But, yeah, if you're listening at home and if you want to, like, browse our huge record library, come get a membership at CITR and start a show. You can get access to our whole vinyl and tape and CD library. Actually, one project I did over the shutdown was I moved all of our tape archive into Studio A, as you can see.
Wow, they're very organized. It's very beautiful.
Thank you, Jamie. For those of you listening at home who can't see what we're seeing, there's a huge wall of cassettes in Studio A now, where we used to have CDs, but we've gone all analog here.
Why did you choose to switch over to cassette tapes from CDs?
Well, that's a great question, Jamie. For one thing, our archive is more or less out of space, and we're also really not stoked on all of the waste that is involved in the distribution of CDs.
Right.
I was the music director here for a year and a bit, and the amount of packages that we get is shocking, and most of the stuff that we get is not really suitable for the station format. Like, we try to focus on local Canadian underrepresented content, and a lot of the stuff we get is just like, you know, major label US stuff, and it's just not what we're about. And I decided to stop archiving that material. And then we're actually, you know, I've been discussing this with Dora, our current music director, and we're thinking about like phasing out CDs in general, just because it's bad for the environment. And generally speaking, programmers tend to use other formats. Like, mm-hmm. we use the computers now, or we'll use analog formats like cassettes and records. So I just thought that like moving the space that we have here in Studio A is perfect for the cassette archive. That's the entire cassette archive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It fit perfectly. And this way, like, programmers can actually have access to it, whereas before it was like locked away behind doors in an archive.
That's true.
So now if it's like in front of people, maybe folks will play cassettes more.
Like, grab them, be like, oh, I don't have any songs to play today, but maybe I'll try a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And
there's some like pretty cool old local cassettes here. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably go browse after our show.
Yeah. We can do a cassette. We can do a couple of vinyls for your show. we can do whatever.
That's true. We can like showcase, like feature some of our vinyls in our collection and cassette tapes. That'd be kind of a cute fill-in show.
I think that'd be cool.
And a good like training session for me,
yeah,
on the turntables and to use the cassette players too.
Thanks for bringing that up, because for folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm here with Jamie, and I'm Jasper, and Jamie is going to be stepping up and covering for me when I take a leave of absence next month. So what we're doing right now is hanging out on air and training and stuff, and you'll probably be hearing us on air maybe once a week for the next 3 or 4 weeks doing this. So, yeah, this is Jamie's first time on air, and that's why we're talking about, like, learning how to do this. Because that's what CITR does. We teach people how to do radio shows and make magazines and podcasts and things like that. So,
yeah, you can do this, too. This is for you, too.
This is for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, what was the last song we heard?
Heard Nabi by Peggy Gou.
That was cool. Oh, that was from South Korea, right?
Yeah, she's from South Korea, but I think she's based out of Berlin. She keeps moving, but she's a really cool DJ. I believe she probably has so many sets online, like just on YouTube. You can look up her boiler room sets.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Tight. Let's do another tune then, I guess. How are we doing for time? Yeah, we got lots of time. What do you got for us next?
Maybe we can play one of your tunes.
Oh.
You have some excited to play and listen to, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I have this Nina Simone performance queued up. I love Nina Simone, and this is her version of I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free live at Montreux in 1976. There's two, I think I have the right version. I hope I have the right version. It was the first time I ever heard this song. And I encountered it through this specific performance. And I just love how much attitude Nina Simone has in this performance, and how brilliant her piano playing is, and how it's just like, it's so different when you're watching her do it. And she just... it just pours out of her, and she has so much confidence, and I just love it. So this is Nina Simone in 1976. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Thank you.
knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all chains still binding me, yeah. Wish I could say all the things that I can say when I'm relaxed. I'd be starting anew. I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. Don't leave me. How sweet it would be to find that I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know how it feels to be free. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know how it feels to be free. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Wish I could break all the things that bind us apart. Wish you could know what it means to be me. And you'd see, you'd agree, everybody should be free. 'Cause if we ain't, we're murderous. I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be. I could find that I could fly. Soar to the sun. Look down and see me. I know. Yes, I know. Oh, yeah. Spirit's moving now. I know, got news for you, I already know. Jonathan Livingston Seagull ain't got nothing on me.
Well, that's Nina Simone in 1976 at the Montreux Jazz Festival playing I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Wasn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Just like, I mean, you and I were talking about it the whole time, but just this like effortless Like, you really have to watch that performance. It's on YouTube, folks. Go and check it out. And I think the reason why it was on my mind is because this year, within the last few months, they released a compilation of Nina Simone's live performances at various Montreux Jazz Festivals over the years. So that is on Spotify now, too, along with another version of that song. So go spend some time with Nina.
Thanks for sharing that, Jasper.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. That's what this is all about, right? It's just like you and me, we're just trading songs. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day here on campus. What's really cool about this is, like, I don't know if folks realize this, but for the last, well, I guess since March 2020, the station has not been open to our normal programming community. So a lot of our programming has been done, it's been pre-recorded or it's been recorded live from home. And we are just about ready to start allowing folks to come back on mic and do their shows live again. This is the first time I've been live, geez, in many, many months. And Jamie, this is your first time ever. Mm-hmm. So this is a really exciting day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's nice. It feels really good to be in a part of the world where we get to start thinking about returning to normal life. So I feel really grateful for that. So here we are out at CITR on unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Jamie. We've been trading songs. We're just hanging out. We are just about out of time. We got time for a little bit more. What do you have next for us, Jamie?
I have a song from Karung Bin. Not sure if I'm saying their name right, but
it's about right. I think so.
Yeah, I think it's Thai for airplane.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so cool. I love just the whole, like, vibe of their music.
Oh,
I don't have like the musical terminology to really do them justice. Maybe Jasper, you can, if you're familiar with their work, like.
Well, I'm very familiar. I'm a big fan. I mean, what I like about Karung Bin is they have such a, like, their vibe is effortless and it's totally authentic. And they have I love trios. I love musical trios. I think it's a really magical number for musical collaboration. And they have such a big sound for three people. It's a perfectly balanced sound. You know, especially their first record, The Universe Smiles Upon Us, is just a masterpiece, you know?
Yes.
I've never seen them live. I have friends who have, and they just said it was just an outstanding, again, it was like a really laid back performance. They said that people were, I think it was at the Vogue, and everyone was just like hanging out and having really nice, quiet conversations while Karung Bin just like set the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what you, to get back to what you were saying, like, it's just about vibe, and it's not always easy to articulate, you know?
Yeah, it's just how it makes you feel. Yeah. And it's funny that they played at the Vogue. I wish they... I always pictured them playing, like, in an outdoor festival or in, like, a forest somewhere,
sure,
a picnic. Yeah. Well, this song is kind of more upbeat. It's a kind of disco-ish. It's Evan Finds the Third Room, and it's very different from their other songs, but... I really like this beat. I don't know why, but yeah, we don't need a reason why.
No,
but yeah.
You just like it.
Yes. So enjoy, folks.
Yes.
That's such a groovy tune, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope people enjoyed that.
You're welcome. What? No, I love it. I love it. That was Krangbin with Evan Finds a Room. Such a groovy group. I have never met a person that doesn't like Krangbin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Honestly.
Just
yeah.
Universally likable.
Yes.
Well, folks, we're out of time. It's time to go. We're done. We're done here. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Jamie. This was Jamie's first time on mic at CITR. Congratulations, Jamie. You survived.
Thank you. Thanks for being a great host.
I'm glad you... Did you have fun?
Yeah. Cool. I definitely did. Thank you.
Cool. We kept it pretty loose and fun, but, you know, that's fine.
That's the way it is. That's the way CITR. It is.
Jamie is our outreach coordinator. If you are interested in getting in the mix here at CITR, you should send Jamie an email. Jamie, what's your email?
outreachcoordinator@citr.ca.
Yeah, anytime. If you're curious about what happens here at CITR, if you anything at all, just send Jamie an email. Just remind everyone, when are those master classes happening again?
Starting next Thursday at 5 p.m. for the next 4 weeks. So yeah, sign up.
Cool, great. Head over to citr.ca for more info. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to CITR. We love you. It's great to be back with you, and we'll see you soon.